This story is brought to you by the Alliance Kiwanis Club. The Perfect Christmas Picture by Fran Mnuchin. It was spring. "Ho," said Mr. Green. "What a perfect day to take a picture of our family for Christmas." Mrs. Green laughed. "Christmas is 9 months away. We have plenty of time." "I'm not so sure," said Mr. Green. So he called the children, Shirley and Sammy, and Robert and Richie, and Francis and Sandy. They stood in a row like tulips. But just as Mr. Green clicked the camera, Shirley pinched Sammy, and Sammy pinched Robert, who cried. "Drat," said Mr. Green, "that's a terrible picture." Soon it was summer. The trees were blooming and the birds were chirping. "Such a splendid day to take a Christmas picture," said Mr. Green. "Yes, it is," agreed Mrs. Green. Mr. Green called Shirley and Sammy and Robert and Richie and Francis and Sandy. They stood in a line like birds on a telephone wire. But just as Mr. Green clicked the camera, Robert Snake hissed at Richie's frog, who plopped into a puddle and splattered everyone. "Horrible picture," yelled Mr. Green. "But the frog is safe," said Mrs. Green. In midsummer, the golden sun gave the children rich brown tans. "I think I will try to take the Christmas picture," said Mr. Green. "Yes," said Mrs. Green, "let's try." So Shirley and Sammy and Robert and Richie and Francis and Sandy bunched together like ducks on a pond. But just as Mr. Green clicked the camera, Francis tripped on the garden hose and did a somersault. "I can do that too," yelled Sandy, and she turned 3 somersaults. "That's a horrible picture," wailed Mr. Green. He caught a cold and went to bed early. Mrs. Green read him a story. Autumn came. The children carved pumpkins and stuffed their clothes with leaves. "Hey," called Mr. Green, "let's take the Christmas picture in this colorful tree." "Be careful," said Mrs. Green. Shirley and Sammy and Robert and Richie and Francis and Sandy held on to the tree like happy apples. But just as Mr. Green clicked the camera, Shirley hiccuped and bumped into Sammy, who jumped into a pile of leaves, and everyone leaped after him. "Whoopee!" they cheered. Mr. Green stamped his feet and hid in the garage, biting his nails. Mrs. Green put Band-Aids on. The first snow came early, and the Green family bundled up for skating and sledding. "Today," said Mr. Green, "I'm going to take the perfect Christmas picture." "Not again," said Mrs. Green. "Nothing can go wrong this time," said Mr. Green. "This time, I am taking a moving picture." "Poor Daddy," said Shirley. "We messed up all of his pictures." "This is our last chance," said Sammy. "It has to be perfect," said Robert. "I know what to do," said Richie. "This time, we will not move at all. Then the picture will be fine." "And Daddy will be happy," said Francis. "And Mommy, too," said Sandy. So Shirley and Sammy and Robert and Richie and Francis and Sandy lined up and stood as still as snowmen. "Move," yelled Mr. Green. "Skate, throw snowballs." But Shirley and Sammy and Robert and Richie and Francis and Sandy would not move at all. They did not even blink. "I give up," cried Mr. Green. He dragged himself into the house where Mrs. Green warmed him up with cabbage soup. A week before Christmas, Mr. Green still had no picture of his family. He sat in the kitchen with Mrs. Green looking at all the terrible pictures. Shirley and Sammy came in for cookies. They looked at the spring picture of Shirley pinching Sammy. That was dopey, Sammy said. It was fun, said Shirley. Shirley tickled him. Sammy giggled. Robert and Richie looked at the summer picture of the snake hissing at the frog and giggled even louder. Francis and Sandy ran in to put snowballs in the freezer. They laughed at the autumn picture of everyone jumping off the apple tree. Shirley and Sammy and Robert and Richie and Francis and Sandy laughed their heads off. Suddenly they heard, click! Got you, bellowed Mr. Green. I just got the most perfect, happy Christmas picture. Hooray, everyone shouted. Double hooray, said Mrs. Green. On Christmas Day, Mr. Green put the perfect Christmas picture in the middle of the holiday table. What a joyful family we have, he told Mrs. Green. Indeed we do, she said. And they all sat down to a huge Christmas dinner. Merry Christmas!